Let's start with this evening with a request from my wife for number 439. Number 439. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. The statutes of the Lord are rhymed, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than number 151. Christ, we do all adore Thee, and we do praise Thee forever. Christ, we do all adore Thee, and we do praise Thee forever. For on the holy cross hast Thou the world from sin redeemed. number 649. Number 649. Are we familiar with this version of this song? Here. This is not the song you think it is. It's the exact same words with a completely different melody. So I thought we'd use tonight as an opportunity to have a look at it. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Let angels prostrate fall. They brought the royal diadem. Oh, praise Him, praise Him. Oh, praise Him, Lord of all. Okay, we got the idea now? Good. All right, we'll try to pick it up a little bit on the last verse, just the last verse.
Oh, that with yonder sacred throng we at His feet may fall, we at His feet may fall, we'll join the everlasting song. Oh, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Oh, praise Him, Lord of all.
If you'd like to follow along, I'll be reading from the book of Luke, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 11. Luke 5, 1 through 11. So it was, as the multitude pressed about Him to hear the word of God, that He stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then He got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And He sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When He had stopped speaking, He said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to Him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word I will let down the net." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled the boats, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will catch men." So when they had brought their boats to the land, they forsook all and followed Him.
Our next song will be 389. 389, and let's sing the first and last verse only. Sing on, ye joyful pilgrims, nor sing the moments long. My faith is heavenward rising with every tuneful song. Lo, on the mount of blessing, the glorious mount I stand, and looking over Jordan, I see the promised land. Sing on, O blissful music, with every note you raise. My heart is filled with rapture, my soul is lost in praise. Sing on, O blissful music, with every note you raise. My heart is filled with rapture, my soul is lost in praise. Sing on, ye joyful pilgrims, the time will not be long till in our Father's kingdom we swell a nobler song, where those we love are waiting to greet us on the shore. We'll meet beyond the river, where surges roll no more. Sing on, O blissful music, with every note you raise. My heart is filled with rapture, my soul is lost in praise. Sing on, O blissful music, with every note you raise. My heart is filled with rapture, my soul is lost in praise. Next song will be number 648. 648.
Unto the hills around do I lift up my longing eyes. Oh, whence for me shall my salvation come? From whence arise? From God the Lord doth come my certain aid. From God the Lord have made. From every evil shall he keep thy soul. From every sin, Jehovah shall preserve thy going out, thy coming in. Above thee watching, he whom we adore shall keep thee henceforth, yea, forevermore.
And the next song will be 685. Let's sing the first and last verse.
Oh, the rock, 'tis a cleft and a strong, sure defense from the dark gathering tempest, so threatening and dense. In the rock we are safe, we will suffer no fear, but in peace that is changeless we rest sweetly here. For the Lord is our rock and is mighty and strong, and in him we are safe. He's our help and our song. In the rock we will rest till the storms all are past. He will guide through the gloom, he will guide through the gloom, till the light dawns at last. Oh, the rock, blessed rock, what a calm, blessed retreat. We will rest in the shade, all secure from the heat. In the rock we're contented, we're happy and free. Sinner, flee for thy life, oh, to this refuge flee. For the Lord is our rock and is mighty and strong, and in him we are safe. He's our help and our song. In the rock we will rest till the storms all are past. He will guide through the gloom, he will guide through the gloom, till the light dawns at last.
I will be reading Psalms chapter 1, starting in verse 1, from the New King James Version. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the river that brings forth fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so. They are chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the courageous of righteousness, and the congregation of righteousness. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Turn to song number 375. Number 375. The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. Number 375. Let's sing. The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie in pastures green. He leadeth me in pastures green. He leadeth me. The quiet waters by, my soul he doth restore again, and me to walk doth within the path of righteousness, in for his own name's sake. Yea, though I walk in death's dark veil, yet will I fear none ill, for thou art with me, and thy rod, for thou art with me. Staff me comfort still, my table thou hast furnished in presence of my foes. With awe annoy my head, thou dost with awe annoy, and my cup overflows. Goodness.
Turn to song number 559. Number 559. I don't believe we've sung this song here, but it is to a tune we are familiar with. I've selected a number of the psalms for us to sing this evening, and this particular one, number 559, is Psalm 106, and it is set to the tune of I'm Not Ashamed to Own My Lord. So we're all familiar. We just need to remember to be singing some different words to the tune. Number 559. Let's sing. Oh, praise the Lord, oh, thank the Lord, for bountiful is He. He causes loving kindness last to all eternity. Who can express Jehovah's praise or tell His deeds of might? Oh, blessed are they who justice keep and ever do the right. Regard me with the favor, Lord, which Thou dost bear to Thine. Oh, visit Thou my soul in love, make Thy salvation mine. And then our next song will be song number 601. Number 601. Again, another psalm, Psalm 13. This time to the tune of Lord, we come before Thee now. Let's sing. Praise Jehovah, praise the Lord, ye His servants, praise the Lord. Blessed be Jehovah's name, evermore His praise proclaim, evermore His praise proclaim. From the dawn to setting sun, praise the Lord the Mighty One. O'er all nations He is high, yea, His glory crowns the sky. Yea, His glory crowns the sky. Who is like the Lord our God? High in heaven is His abode. Who Himself doth humble low things in heaven, earth to know. Things in heaven and earth to know.
Number 249. Seek ye first. 249. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia.
We have those present this evening who need to take the Lord's Supper. Turn with me to number 652. We'll sing all four verses of this song. To aid them preparing their minds to take the Lord's Supper this evening, number 652. There is a green hill far away where the
table's been left prepared for those that were unable to partake this morning. If you would, raise your hand at the end of each prayer. We will serve you. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, as we come to you in prayer at this time, we're mindful of the sacrifice of your Son Christ who died on the cross for our many sins. As we present, would you bless this bread as we present it as a symbol of your Son's body? May those that partake of it do so in a manner that's pleasing in thy sight. It's to your son's name that we pray. Amen.
Shall we bow once again? Our Father in heaven, we thank you at this time for this fruit of the vine, which is given in memory of Jesus' blood as he hung on the cross for our sins. Father, be with those who are partaking. May they do so in a manner that honors our Lord and according to thy will. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
It's a separate part from the Lord's Supper. We're also commanded to lay by in store. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many blessings which you bestow upon us each and every day. Thank you for the material blessings, the creature comforts that you give us, but we're mostly mindful of the spiritual blessings that you give us as well, especially mindful of your Son Christ who died on the cross for our sins. May those that give do so in a manner that's pleasing in thy sight. It's to your Son's name that we pray. Amen.
Mark your books at number 493. It's going to be our song of encouragement following the invitation this evening, number 493. Our song before the invitation will be number 618. Number 618. We'll sing all three verses.
In thy field I would yield sickles brave and true. In the fight for the right I would dare and do. Spend my days in thy praise all the journey through. Let me live close to thee each day. Let me live close to thee. guide me all along the way. Let me live close to thee. Let me walk close to thee each day. Not the crown nor renown that the world might see, I would work, never shirk, blessed Lord, for thee. But to know where I go, that my soul is free, let me live close to thee each day. Let me live close to thee. Guide me all along the way. Let me live close to thee. Let me walk close to thee each day. Help me bear and to share some poor pilgrim's load. Be my friend to the end of the toilsome road. I would sing to my King in the souls above. Let me live close to thee each day. Let me live close to thee. Guide me all along the way. Let me live close to thee. Let me walk close to thee each day.
And in due time, Hannah conceived and bore a son, and she called his name Samuel, for she said, I have asked for him from the Lord. Then the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and to pay his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, as soon as the child is weaned, I will bring him so that he may appear in the presence of the Lord and dwell there forever. Elkanah, her husband, said to her, do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord establish his word. So the woman remained and nursed her son until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, along with a three-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and she brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. And the child was young. Then they slaughtered the bull, and they brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who is standing here in your presence, praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition that I made to him. Therefore I have lent him to the Lord as long as he lives. He is lent to the Lord, and he worshipped the Lord there. I belong to God. We all belong to God. God is our Father. Hannah knew exactly who Samuel belonged to and why he was given to her in the very first place. And she called his name Samuel, for she said, I have asked for him from the Lord. I'm in 1 Samuel chapter 1. I'm going to read from verse 6 down to 7. And her rival used to provoke her grievously to irritate her because the Lord had closed her womb. So it went on year by year. As often as she went up to the house of the Lord, she used to provoke her. Therefore Hannah wept and would not eat. And Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Hannah, why do you weep? And why do you not eat? And why is your heart sad? Am I not more to you than 10 sons? Down to verse 10. She was deeply distressed and prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your servant and remember me and forget not your servant, but will give to your servant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life. If you will give me a son, I will give him to you. Have you ever seriously considered what your purpose in this life is? I'm not talking about your goals or your worldly aspirations, like I want to be the first civilian on the moon or I want to make $1 million, but I am talking about the reason you were created. Why were you created? What is your God-given purpose? I have 3 points. Simply the fact that we are created, actually 4 points, simply the fact that we are created by God commands the acknowledgement that, number one, we must work for him. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9 says, for we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field and God's building. Automakers, they make cars to do a specific work. They make them so that they transport people, transport items, boxes, whatever, from place to place. A lot faster, a lot quicker than it would be to walk on foot or by horse. Knife makers make knives so that we can open boxes easier, cut things, whatever we need to do with knives. Specific purpose. We build things so they will do or accomplish a work for us. It's no different with God. He created all of us, and he expects us to work for him. Not only that, but God created everything. Everything on our earth and the universe he created. And everything he created works for God. They do a specific purpose that God has given to them. Simply the fact that we are created by God commands the acknowledgement that, number two, our work must be his work. Turn over to John chapter 6. John chapter 6. Verse 27. Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures unto eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you, for on him God the Father has set his seal. Automakers don't create cars to open boxes, and knife makers don't create knives to transport boxes. We have a specific purpose that we are here for, and that is God's purpose. Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that gives us, that is unto, endures unto eternal life. Point number 3, it's a lifelong work. Remember the words of Hannah. She said, I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, all of the days. It's a lifelong work. God gives us life, and until our life is over, we must be doing exactly what he has commanded. Hannah understood this lifelong commitment. Number 4, we must follow his commandments. John 15 and verse 10 says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Notice how it's plural. Commandment is plural here. Multiple commandments. We must keep all of them. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. For this is why I wrote, that I might test you and know whether you are obedient in everything. Obedient in everything. Not just something, everything. And of course, we have the greatest example of all, Luke chapter 2. Turn to Luke chapter 2. Beginning in verse 46. Now so it was that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. So when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously. And he said to them, why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?
I must be about my Father's business. Now, wait a second. Wasn't Jesus talking to his Father in this very instance? Wasn't his Father standing right there? Well, Jesus knew who his real Father was. God. The God that abides in heaven. That is our real Father. That is who we belong to. Also, Jesus knows what his purpose is. He said that he must be about his Father's business. He had work to do and he was getting it done. Hannah understood that Samuel didn't really belong to her. All along, he really belonged to the Lord. We belong to God. Hannah understood that. God loves his creation the same way that an artist loves their painting, only more. The same way that a musician loves their music, only more. I don't know of an artist that would be willing to lay down their own life to save their painting from being burned. We are loved by our Creator. Turn over to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Starting in verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who can be against us? 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 23 says, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. If you have not yet made the recognition that you belong to God and that God has given you a purpose, you have that opportunity tonight to make that claim, to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. If you have already been baptized and you have strayed away and you need the prayers of the congregation or the forgiveness, we're here for you and we can do that for you. If you have any need, please come as we stand and sing.